Perfect.
All right. So joining us on the line right now, Devin, is Congressman Cory Gardner. Cory, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tom and Devin. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're great this morning.
We didn't win the Powerball. That's why we're here.
Yeah, you know, it's always disgusting when you find out that the people who won are in Missouri or Arizona or something like that, because that pretty much rules us out.
Yes. Tom had hoped that Brett had gone to Arizona to buy the Powerball ticket because he was the one in charge of buying our ticket.
Well, yeah, I know. My wife bought a ticket, and we were hoping for the best, but just didn't come through.
No, I'm sorry, Jamie. We don't get to share.
All right. So speaking of not winning the Powerball, because then, you know, you don't even have to worry about taxes, really, do you? I mean, seriously, if you're, even if your walk home is $240 million versus $220 million, you're probably not going to complain.
No, that's right. And I think even the $2 million that somebody won by five, I think that's a heck of a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Okay, but I'm going to say that if my taxes go up, that's going to feel like a lot of money to me next year.
Absolutely right. And if Congress doesn't act to prevent the tax increases that are scheduled to occur on January 1st, the average Colorado family will see several thousand dollars of tax hikes. That's something that this economy can't afford right now. It's something that working families can't afford, and certainly something that we've got to avoid.
Well, Cory, so tell me, what is the Republican Party going to do with the president's comments of we'll deal with taxes this year and the budget next year?
Well, I think the president, first of all, has failed to deal with a budget for 4 years he's been in office. But the fact of the matter is, with the massive tax increases looming in 2001 and 2003, going back to those tax rates, the pre-2001, 2003 tax rates, those taxes looming, we do need to deal with the taxes now. And the president has said that he wants more revenue. Well, the problem with increasing tax rates is even under his plan, you still have $900 billion deficits every year. And so clearly increasing taxes, not the solution. The solution is to cut spending, grow the economy. For every 1% of economic growth this country receives or undertakes, every 1% increase in economic growth results in an additional $40 billion of revenue to the federal government simply because the economy is growing and more people are paying taxes.
So what does that mean, though, Cory, for the Republicans in their negotiating position? Is that just a non-starter to say to the president, we'll deal with taxes right now, and then next year we'll focus on government spending, entitlement reforms, and cutting the budget?
Well, I think we need to understand we've got to have an agreement that entitlements really are, the mandatory spending side of the budget really are the brunt of what's driving our debt and deficit problem today. And that's why we needed a commitment from President Obama, from the Democrats, to say that, look, we will address entitlements and mandatory spending in a meaningful way. You could eliminate the entire discretionary portion of our budget, which is one-third of spending. That's the day-to-day spending Congress has control over, and we'd still have a deficit. And so it's simply not enough to say, all right, we can cut spending out of this program or that program. We've got to address mandatory spending.
So what are the odds, though, that we're going to deal with taxes and entitlement reforms, meaningful reforms on the budget, entitlement, and discretionary spending in the next 33 days?
Well, and right now, that's what we're asking the president, because the president keeps talking about a balanced approach. Well, what is that balance? You know, we have said that we would reform the tax code, that we'd like entitlement reform, we'd like a commitment to do that. We've said that we would lower the rate to broaden the base, and we want to know what the president's idea is for, in exchange for that, for entitlement reform. And so right now, it's not looking promising. I certainly hope that we can get to a promising point, but I think everybody agrees that it's not the right direction for this country to increase taxes when what could be the largest tax increase in the history this country's ever seen.
No, we can't afford it. And I guess my concern, though, too, is so many of these entitlement programs, and very specifically food stamps, we have more people on food stamps because they can't find jobs. They can't find jobs in the private sector who are actually going to keep this economy going forward. So now you're going to tax these people that own small businesses. We're not getting anywhere. We're yeah. Like on the hamsters on their little round running wheels. We're getting nowhere.
Yeah. And that's, I think, if you talk to small businesses, that's exactly the way they feel, getting nowhere in terms of the certainty that they need from government, the certainty they need from a tax code that works for them. And it is frustrating to have a president that simply believes that if you raise taxes, it's the answer. Even under his plan, if he raises $82 billion under his plan like he's talking about, there's still, under his own budget, $978 billion of deficit a year, and that's what's hurting small businesses. You're right.
So, Corey, we asked the question. We had somebody on yesterday that didn't quite know the answer. Under the fiscal cliff scenario, what is the total amount cut to the federal government? It's approximately $500 billion to defense, and then what about the remainder? Is it almost $1 trillion of government spending that will be cut if a deal is not reached?
Now, correct. Now, remember, though, this is all Washington speak, which is impossible to understand because it's a $1.2 trillion, quote-unquote, cut over 10 years. This is not a $1.2 trillion cut for this spending year. It's $1.2 trillion spread out over 10 years. And if you look at what's happening under our budget at the same time frame, deficits increase by $1 trillion every year almost. So in the same time period where you're increasing the debt by about $7 to $10 trillion, this sequestration would reduce spending by $1.2 trillion.
So even though there are those out there arguing for let's just do nothing because at least for once we'll have real cuts in the federal budget to spending, you're saying really insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Well, it's insignificant, but we still have to make these cuts. Now, should we do them in a better way? Yes. Should we do them in a way that doesn't decimate our defense? Absolutely. But we still have to move forward with $1.2 trillion in reductions. Over $1.2 trillion over 10 years as compared to the debt load that will be added, it's a start. We've got to do more. And that's why where these people say we need to just put an end to these spending cuts and avoid them and kick it down the road, they're wrong. We just have to find a better way to do it.
Well, when Devin and I were driving in this morning, Corey, we were listening to Rand Paul being interviewed, and Rand made an interesting point. He said, you know what, come and talk to me about revenue, the revenue side of the equation when Congress gets serious about dealing with spending and reforming how it spends. He was talking about the $600,000 spent on the mechanical squirrel. He was talking about the $2 million spent on how to educate Chinese prostitutes about drinking less, about STDs, and the issue of the wind energy tax credit came up as well. How do we address these parts of the budget and look and say Congress is really serious about addressing spending if we're not going to look at items like this, $1 billion spent on smartphones, the president handing out smartphones? Devin was talking about welfare a little while ago. How do we begin to take Congress seriously unless they're willing to address a number of these issues?
Well, and I think that's exactly right. That's why I have introduced legislation to eliminate these the phone giveaways. I've introduced legislation that would require Congress to eliminate over $200 billion. Well, it would force the committees to address this over $200 billion worth of duplication and redundancy in government spending. But when government is sending money to study things in other countries for bridges to nowhere, it is hard for the American public to take Congress seriously. And that's why this spending has got to stop. That's why tax credits like the production tax credit need to be paid for by reducing spending. That's why we need to make sure that the earmarks that have been banned really are truly banned, and that there's no way around them. There's no loopholes that people are trying to find. Look, I find it completely disingenuous for Congress to ask the American people for higher taxes when it can't even stop the spending that's bringing this country down. It's got to stop.
Absolutely it does, because we can't keep affording it to go this way.
I mean, just the day after Thanksgiving, the Treasury borrowed hundreds of billions of dollars that added $217 per American household in additional debt. Just on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, each American household received another $217 worth of debt just in one day.
Well, we'll touch base with you probably. Usually we have Congressman Cory Gardner on once a month, but we're going to touch base with you over the course of the month of December, Cory, so we can get an update as to how things are going in Washington. And I know our listeners, the people who call in and interact with us, do not want to see Republicans cave on the issue of raising taxes.
I absolutely agree. The taxes aren't the problem, it's spending. Spending's the problem.
All right. Good luck, Cory. We'll look forward to touching base with you here very soon.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Devin.
Thanks, Cory. Have a good day.
This is AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFKA with your hosts, Tom and Devin. Now over to Brett with a look at sports.